Hey, it's Thursday morning, and you know what that means. It's time to talk with a movie critic and an editor at the River Cities Reader. He joins us here every Thursday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mike Schultz. Welcome back, Mike.
It is good to be here, guys.
Wait a minute. Why am I not hearing you? Did they mess with the microphones again?
Yeah, this was a little weird, like a strange
Oh,
setup.
Wait a minute. No,
that's Tim.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, they did monkey with something.
I see what they did. Why did they do that? Okay, now we can hear you now, yeah?
You okay?
Yeah.
There
okay.
we go.
Okay. We got it figured.
All right.
It's that mic, not this mic.
Yeah, I don't know why they... Who's going to sit over there?
I don't know.
That's a strange place to put a microphone.
Yeah.
We'll move those okay. when we're done here.
We'll get that fixed. Hey, we're glad
Fair
we
enough.
Got that figured out.
Yeah, right?
Oh, welcome back, Mike.
It's good to be here.
You have seen some movies since the last time we talked.
I did. I saw a few movies. They were all kind of meh.
Okay.
Now, I've been reading a lot about this, the ballerina movie. What's it called? Annabelle?
Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah.
Annabelle's a different movie.
That is a different horror movie.
And,
yes.
And your review seems to echo what I've been reading other people say. And it's that maybe this would have been a better movie if the trailer didn't spoil what the big surprise is.
Yeah, but I get it, because you have to get butts in seats, and you have to say, come see the ballerina vampire movie. That's what makes people want to go. But what I didn't expect was half the movie, we don't
know that she's a
we
vampire.
We don't know that she's a vampire. And so she's just this sad little kidnapped girl who's crying a lot and saying, when are you going to let me see my daddy again? And, you know, and then a series of killings start. And they make actually good points about why it might be her father, who we hear is a psychopathic gangster who has done horrible things to people. Mm-hmm. And you're also like, but Giancarlo Esposito is like the head kidnappy guy, the guy who hires them all. And it's like, well, he's creepy always. And great, you know. And so there's all these options for who it could be. And so if you didn't know it was a vampire ballerina movie, you'd actually spend some time going, all right, what's going on here? Who is it? And then when she becomes the vampire halfway through, you're like, what? You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Right.
Because everybody knows.
Now, there's another twist that we won't ruin here, but there's another twist as to who her dad actually is. Did that work for you or not?
Are we talking about like who plays him?
Well, that I'm told is a big surprise, but the fact that... You don't think the fact that her dad is who he is a big spoiler?
No, I don't see it as a spoiler at all.
All right, her dad's Dracula.
Well, I was going to say,
isn't
somebody else a vampire?
Well, yeah, that's how vampires work.
Right,
there has to
exactly.
be more than one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly right. I didn't get that he was Dracula. I just got that he was another vampire. We got tons of them, you know?
Oh, so, I heard that he's actually Dracula.
I mean, maybe, possibly. That might have just gone right over my head.
Oh,
but
no!
To be honest, I spent most of the time like staring at the actor going, is that who I think it is?
Right.
But he's not famous enough that, you know, it's like a cool cameo or anything. It's like, oh, yeah, he's good. He's a solid actor.
Who is it?
If we can spoil it, Matthew Good is his name.
Okay.
British actor.
You wouldn't
spied.
Know this guy if he walked in the room right now.
Yeah,
right.
No, absolutely not.
He's been in a bunch of stuff, but like you wouldn't know him.
Yeah, yeah. And so the movie isn't bad. It really would have been stronger as a surprise, but I get why it wasn't a surprise, you know, so it just leaves you feeling... Ugh.
Does it feel like, though, I guess it's the filmmakers make the film and then it's up to marketing to get people to go and see it. Does it feel like they maybe betrayed the filmmakers? The filmmakers went out of their way to make this a surprise that the ballerina is the vampire.
I would say yes, because I think there are ways to promote it for sure without giving that away.
What did you do to my movie?
Yeah, but they're not ways that would get people to go, because the cast isn't famous enough, and beyond that, it's just a bunch of kidnappers in a scary house getting killed, and you're like, well, I've seen that before. You haven't seen Ballerina Vampire before, you know? And
well,
that's how you get people to show up.
Couldn't they have just not done that, and then people go, and then hopefully you get some
word
of mouth that this is a pretty good movie.
Oh, sure. Like The Crying Game. Nobody knew about that back in the day. But that
I mean, even if
was.
You just had somebody say, go see this ballerina movie, you're not going to believe what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be ruining
like
it.
Like the horror movie with the woman who's got the creature growing on her back.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
What was that called again?
I can't even remember. I don't know.
Like M. Night Shyamalan makes these movies where there's always a twist to the point where it's kind of ruined, because every time you watch one of his movies, you're thinking, okay
here comes
here
the
we
twist.
Go. Right.
What's the twist?
What's the last thing he did?
He did something.
You've
recently,
liked his last couple of movies.
For sure. It came out last year. It was about, it had Dave Bautista, and they were in the woods. And,
yeah. Like he had to kill a kid in a cabin or something.
They got to kill somebody.
Yeah. That was decent. That was actually pretty good. And you're right. The last few have been okay. Old was pretty good. All things considered.
Right.
Not bad.
When they're on the island.
Yeah.
I bring it up because he famously has these weird twists.
Sure.
Yes.
Although, I'm sure you've seen this because you have to watch trailers for a living.
Yeah.
He's got a new movie coming out.
No, I think it's his daughter. It's a Shyamalan. It's just not him.
I thought it was his.
He's producing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a producer, but I think it's just one of his kids who's doing it.
So there's this the trailer. The dad is taking his daughter to go see a Taylor Swift concert, but they're using the Taylor. It's not really Taylor Swift. It's like some big superstar that exists in the movies. You know, we're talking about the same movie.
Well, I don't know because I don't remember that part. Mine's about people in like a zoo in the jungle.
All right,
like
I'm telling
zoo.
You, we're talking about different movies.
Okay, then.
This is M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, fair enough. I haven't seen that then. I've seen the younger Shyamalan preview with Dakota Fanning.
The trailer is they go to this concert and the dad is like, okay, I'll take you to the concert, honey. And then he goes to get a drink or something on the concourse. He's like, hey, what's with all the cops around here? And the guy's like, well, there's a serial killer. And the cops know that he's coming to the show.
Ooh.
So they set this up as a trap for him.
Okay.
Well, that would have been nice to know.
With your ticket purchase.
Right.
There is a caveat.
Right. But then the trailer makes it very clear. They're like, you know that guy, the butcher? The guy that chops up people? They know that he's here at the concert, so they're going to get him tonight at the concert.
Okay.
And the dad's like, oh, okay, good to know. And then the trailer lets you know the dad is the butcher.
Ah.
In the trailer, they tell you this.
Okay.
So it's like,
all right.
Wait a minute.
I have not heard anything about
this.
Well,
there must be another twist.
I haven't seen this at all. There must be another twist.
I guarantee you'll see this trailer this weekend. And
okay, it sounds interesting. All right.
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, this fall.
Okay.
Cool. Didn't we already have a butcher movie?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was called The Butcher.
Yeah, it was called The Butcher.
Right. Is it Ron Perlman? I think it was a Ron Perlman movie.
Yeah,
where he's a former killer.
Gonna get a little vengeance.
Yeah, we're gonna butcher some people. Yeah, all right. The Butcher.
That's what I do.
It's the last time I'll ever think of that movie, I think.
You're darn right, we had a butcher movie. It was called
The Butcher.
The Butcher.
There you go.
The movie I'm thinking of stars Josh Hartnett. And it's called...
Who's gotten good, by the way.
It's called Trap.
Okay.
And yeah, it comes out in August of this year.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right.
More about that in August.
Yeah,
Let's talk about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh, yes. This was British old ghetto. Yes. It's like Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah, it sure looks like
Ocean's 11. It's one of those things. It's a Let's Kill the Nazis movie in England. And it's based on a true story because all these World War II documents were declassified, I think, 8 years ago, relatively recently. And they showed how Winston Churchill put together this assemblage of hooligans who would do anything to get the Nazis, you know, and they would act ungentlemanly. And so this is like that. And so it's Henry Cavill leading this crew. And what drove me crazy, I don't hate movies where Nazis are just dolts, you know, who can't shoot anything and they, you know, are just comically bad. It's like, well, not really Nazi, but I get it. I get why you want to do that. But what drove me crazy was that pretty early on, you know that not one bad thing is going to happen to any of these like seven or eight heroes. It's like a Expendables movie,
right.
Like a Stallone movie where you're like, you know, they just kind of breeze through everything. Every plan goes just perfectly.
Untouched.
They hit every mark, you know, every target right on the nose. So there's no threat at all. It's very self-satisfied. It's very, aren't we clever for killing all these Nazis? And you're just like, no, you're not. You're just not charming enough to get away with this. So, yeah. The audience liked it. I saw it with a pretty packed house of 60-plus people. Age 60-plus people.
Well, the guy in front of you exclaimed at the end of the movie,
they don't make them like that anymore. He actually said that out loud, and I was like, you are kidding. You're actually using that cliche. And but I get it. It's like, that's what a lot of people want to see. Stupid Nazis and heroes who will never get in any serious trouble.
You remember the movie Force 10 from Navarone?
I remember the title. Roger Moore's in that?
I want to say, yeah, and Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Charles Bronson in that?
Yeah, like there's a couple of those.
It was on HBO a lot,
there's
I remember.
These Navarone movies where it's like it's an assemblage of stars and we're going to do this impossible mission against, the Nazis. That's what this kind of feels like.
That's what this kind of feels like.
Yeah, it's like just, a Saturday like, B movie.
Yeah, it just feels like we're beyond it, I guess. So I got why people liked it. And Henry Cavill, boy, he's still dull. He doesn't bring anything to the party. It's like, Henry, I don't know what can be done about him at this point. It's like, I don't think you're ever going to get more
interesting. How do you solve a problem like Henry Cavill?
Yeah, there is that.
And then you saw a movie called Sasquatch Sunset.
I did.
And...
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's four Sasquatches living their lives.
Trying to just
live in their lives.
Just trying to make it in
just try, just can 2024? Get through the day.
Yeah. I just want to quote, read a little bit of Mike's review in the River City Reader. I think this is very telling. This is not the kind of thing you'll read a lot in a Mike Schultz review of a movie.
Uh-oh.
Mike writes here, what the hell is it?
Yeah. It was as plain as I could make it. I don't understand. It follows four big feet in the woods as they live and
they're just normal
and grope and hang out and do their stuff
and empty their bowels.
And
apparently,
empty a lot of that.
How much do you need?
There
of
are
that?
A lot of liquids in this movie and solid esque liquids. It just keeps going. It kind of gets a plot like more than halfway through this hour 40-minute movie. When you realize that humans exist in this world because they come across a paved road and you're like, oh, okay, they're modern day Sasquatches. Yeah. Okay. But that never really comes to anything either. I mean, because no humans ever show up in the movie and you never really know how they feel about
modern. Do they talk?
No, they grunt. They just grunt.
What is it, caveman?
It's just a lot of for an hour and 40 minutes. But it has Jesse Eisenberg as one of them, and it has Riley Keough as one of them, and so it's got famous people under.
Do they try to be
hundreds
funny?
Of pounds of latex? Kind of. I mean, they're just doing behavior, but some of that behavior is amusing. I smiled a few times, but nothing about it made me laugh. I couldn't figure out what the point was.
So a very puzzling movie.
I did not get why all this time and considerable energy and a lot of money on those costumes. I mean, there's only four of them, but still. They look great.
This movie looks like an improv warm-up that you might
do. Yeah, it's like a grad school acting class.
You wouldn't
thing,
do it
you
for
know?
More than 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And you certainly wouldn't do it in a costume.
I couldn't figure it out. And it has, I mean, the performances are impressive. It has a really great final shot that also doesn't mean much, but it's cool to look at.
Dracula's their dad. Sorry, I ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, I'm still not sure. All right. Yeah. So I was not a fan of anything this past weekend. There was nothing terrible. It was just ugh.
Well, let's see if we can fix that with the offerings at the Cineplexes across the Quad Cities this weekend. We'll start with an R-rated movie called Challengers.
Yeah.
This is the new Zendaya movie. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Tashi, a tennis player turned coach, has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of tournament on the Pro Tour. Tensions soon run high when he finds himself standing across the net from the once promising, now burnt-out Patrick, his former best friend and... Tashi's former boyfriend.
I know. It sounds soapy as all get out, doesn't it?
So she's like 22 years old and she's already a retired tennis player?
Well, sure. I mean, if you start at like 12 or something, like Tracy Austin was retired, I think, by 22,
I know
right?
I know they're awfully young. But
But Zendaya is also, what, 27, I think, in real
life.
Oh, is
she that old
now? Yeah, so she's been around for a while. I kind of can't wait. The preview looks kind of great. It's got a good director, Luca Guadagnino, who I really like. And Zendaya's, she's a star. It's going to be an interesting weekend. I want to see how much this makes because I have a theory that we're getting moved now that we're kind of getting bored with comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
Movie stars are going to make a comeback
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I want to see the new Zendaya movie mm-hmm. or I want to see the new Chalamet movie because I think he counts.
Right.
Sidney Sweeney, I think, counts. And
right.
Glenn Powell. It's like, oh, we're actually developing. Everyone's going to go see that Ryan Gosling thing next week. It's, I mean, everyone loves Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. You know,
so it's been a long time since we went to a movie because of who was in it.
Yeah, I think so. It's been irrelevant for a long time because of
I almost would have told you that era was over, that there were no movie stars anymore.
Sure, yeah.
I guess wait and see what happens with this one.
That's what, I'm curious.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I think next week's going to be massive with the Fall Guy. We'll talk about that next week.
Also opening this weekend, Boy Kills World.
Yeah.
This is rated R. Boy is a mayhem machine. The character's name is Boy.
Of course it is. All right. Boy, truth in advertising.
Boy is a mayhem machine who's been training to assassinate the bloodthirsty Hilda Vanderkoy and avenge his family's murder.
Wasn't that a Minions villain?
Guided by his sister's mischievous spirit, Boy uncovers one stirring revelation after another as he barrels towards Hilda.
Okay. It's got people in it. I mean, it's got some cool
Bill Skarsgård.
I like Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, he's great. He's fun.
Famke Janssen.
Yeah, we used to see her all the time.
Shartlow Copley.
Oh, him I hate. I forgot about him. Right. Yeah.
And then there's a movie called Unsung Hero.
Yeah.
Is this this looks like one of those faith movies.
It is. It's about the creation of a band for King and Country, maybe?
David Smallbone, his pregnant wife, and their seven children leave Australia.
Seven children?
To rebuild their lives in America. David and Helen realize the musical talent of their children, who become two of the most successful acts in inspirational music history. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the For King and Country band. We get one of these like every
seven
other year,
kids,
I guess.
Nothing weird here.
That's a lot of kids. And can I mention that Alien is reopening tomorrow? I think I'm going to go. I've seen that movie 100 times, but I've never seen it on the big screen. 45th anniversary.
See where they're also doing.
Right? That'll make you feel old.
At the Cinemark, they are doing The Mummy, Brendan Fraser movie.
It's
25th anniversary. Did I see where they're doing Phantom Menace again, too, here before too long?
Probably. The 99 movies are all making a comeback this year. They're going to town on 99 was the best year
now,
ever.
Now, that's because they don't have any movies made because of the strike, right?
There's a lot of that, but also, that's a good year to pull from. Yeah. I know Iowa City right now is doing, has Magnolia, the great Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Right.
And they had 10 Things I Hate About You, and a lot of good ones that year.
Now, where is Alien playing?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Okay. It's a wide 45th anniversary release. Okay. Feels odd. It's strange that they didn't just wait 5 years and do the 50th, but, you know, I guess you can still put Sigourney Weaver on the trail. And
well, they have new Alien movies coming out, though, right?
Oh, right. Yes. We have one later this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's why they're releasing
that
this now.
That makes sense. And any time is a good time to see Alien. Gosh, that movie is great. Ugh. One of my favorites. That's a top 10 for me, I think.
Of all time?
I think so. Yeah. I've seen it a ton.
He's Mike Schultz. He's the movie critic and an editor at the River Cities Reader. Read his
movie reviews
in the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. Mike, always great to have you on.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.